because he missed the scenery. The native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong. Cause now it's
hey mambo, mambo Italiano, hey, hey mambo. Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up a Siciliano. All you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with a hey mambo. Don't wanna tarantala, hey, hey mambo. No more mozzarella, hey mambo. Mambo Italiano, try an angelada with the fish, baccalà, and then hey gumba. My lover, how you dance to rumba. But take some advice, paisano. Learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano, hey, hey mambo. Mambo Italiano, go, go, Joe. Shake it like a Giovanna. Hello, kiss a digi. You get happy in the pizza when you mambo Italiano. Hey, Jadrul, you don't have to go to the school. Choose to make it with a beat the bambino. It's like a vino. Kid, you good looking, but you don't know what you're cooking till you hey mambo. Mambo Italiano, hey, hey mambo. Mambo Italiano, ho, ho, ho. You mixed up a Siciliano. Hello, kissa, did you? You get happy in the pizza when you mambo Italiano.
Hey, out there, can you hear me? It's me. Who am I? Your favorite Italian-American who once a month brings you Mambo Italiano, your one-stop spot on the radio dial to listen to all music performed and or written by my paisans. Last month, I was called unexpectedly away because of the hurricane and didn't get to do my show, so I apologize for that. But I'm back. And I think because I'm back after that little hiatus, that I should get back to the real stuff. The stuff you want to hear. The songs you want to hear. Or songs you may not know and will discover by listening to this show. What does that mean? It means let's get right into the man who is the true spirit of the show, the guiding force of the show, a man I sometimes call Saint Frank Sinatra. Okay, having a little glitch there. Give me a second. Okay, you're going to have to forgive me for that. Seem to have a small glitch here in the studio, which is not uncommon, given my lack of expertise in all things. I think I found the problem.
Car is me. Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores mine. Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores mine, all mine.
Hey, I'm sorry about that little foul up. That was early Frank, a song called Dolores, written by Frank Lesser and Louis Alter, and it comes from the Paramount movie Las Vegas Nights. I'm going to play two more from the era when Frank was called The Voice. Because, and the reason he was called that, of course, was because his voice was so beautiful and pure. See if you don't agree with me on this one.
This love of mine goes on and on, though life is empty since you have gone. You're always on my mind, though out of sight. It's lonesome through the day and it's bound to break, since nothing matters, let it break. I ask the sun and the moon, the stars that shine, to become a being, this love of
I've got a news flash. It's not often you get a news flash on my show, because not often does news happen right outside the window at the corner of 7th and Columbia. We have a car crash. And let me tell you, a pickup ran into a small compact car. And that compact car is not looking too good. I'd say totaled. But there you go. The excitement of live radio. To prove to you that I am here in the station, WGXC, your humble station, your community radio, in the studio in Hudson on Columbia Street, where news is happening this very minute. Okay, I have one more from the early Frank. This is Frank, mind you, when he was with the Tommy Dorsey Band.
Cats creep across my path until I'm almost mad. I must have roused the devil's wrath, 'cause all my luck is bad. I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to give a party, but the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps. And every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. So I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned, sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye. There was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. I've never drawn a sweepstake or a bank night at a show. I thought perhaps this time I'd won, but Lady Luck said no. And though it breaks my heart, I'm not surprised to see you go. Everything happens to me. Everything happens to me.
Okay, I'm sure you're on the seat of your pants, wondering what is up with that accident. Well, I can report, and I am probably the first to report, that that smashed little vehicle is on its way to the repair shop. And let me make it clear, there do not seem to have been any personal injury here. So no reason, no cause to get upset. And there's no longer anything to see except a couple of Hudson's finest standing there doing what they do best. standing. Okay. We're still with Frank for a while, because I feel guilty about the last show and neglecting the man who basically inspired the show. And we're going to move up to the Capitol years, when Frank shifts gears and basically brings back the music of the songwriter who amazingly had sort of disappeared from song lists for a while. But I'm sure you'll recognize this familiar tune by Cole Porter.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some they may go for cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously do not adore. Get no kick in a plane. Flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick. You give me a boot. I get a kick out of you. Institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother,
have one, you can't have none. You can't have one without the other. Try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure about that. I think it's important that it was Dad telling Mother, you can't have one without the other. Because, frankly, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. Because no one travels by horse and carriage anymore. Meaning, of course, that... Well, let me shift gears. My favorite Italian-American was in town this week. That's my daughter, Regina Di Pietro. And... I made the mistake of, she was with her boyfriend. And they're getting quite serious, I believe. But the main point is, I somehow made the horrible mistake of mentioning the word marriage. The missus cut me a look. I sat mortified and realized we might not get rid of the kid, after all, with Dad's mistake. But, c'est la vie. In the meantime, some more Frank. I mean, can you go wrong with Frank, really? Well, you can, actually. But I'm not going to play that today. You know, Frank resisted the popular music of the mid and late 60s. And then, like everyone else, he acquiesced. And made some god-awful recordings of Beatles songs, among others. But we'll stick with the good stuff. Because this show is to give you pleasure. So here we go. More Frank.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak. When you open it to speak, are you small? But don't change a hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Day is Valentine's Day. Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Hey, if you're with us a couple months ago, the last live show I did, we had an extensive discussion of an issue very important to all Italian Americans, and that is, where can you find the best pizza? A guest on that show that day was the intrepid WGXC worker and local woman about town, Jess Puglisi, and her contribution was a piece she recorded with her late, unfortunately since then, late aunt, great aunt, one of the moving forces behind the great pizzas and pizza places of New Haven. Now, I got some flack about that show. I had dissed certain types of pizza. And yes, I'm thinking of you, Miss Haley Chen. And this shout out goes to you because I have tried. This is all working up to. I got to do this without making it sound like an advertisement. But there is a new. When I first came to Hudson, it was a bit of a food desert. It has been transformed into a food oasis. And the latest contribution is Bonfiglio and bread. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from the station here. Closed now, of course, at this time of night. But it's run by two lovely young people, Gabrielle Gulmetti and Rachel Sansone. And yes, Haley, I did have a piece of their pizza the other day. And yes, I did put quite a bit of chili oil on it. And yes, it was delicious. So, Roman pizza by the slice can be superb. But just to show this is not an advertisement, let me say there are other pizza alternatives here in Hudson. There is truck pizza. There is Baba Louie's pizza, though I hesitate to call it pizza per se. And then there are, of course, Scully's and the rest. Anyway, I promised myself I wouldn't talk a lot about food this time. Despite my own obsessions and those of my tribe. I just want to play two more by Frank. And I should have mentioned, after listening to that Cole Porter tune, we listened to Love and Marriage, familiar to many as the theme song of Married with Children, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. Then, of course, the incredible My Funny Valentine, written by Rodgers and Hart. Come Fly With Me again, Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. And now we're going to hear a song actually written by an Italian-American, Harry Warren. And if you don't believe me, look him up on Wikipedia and you'll see his real name was not Harry Warren.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, I've got to put the cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those
sweepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes? How did they get that size? Where did you get those eyes? Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. Throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever. I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad for. Yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad for.
That was another Jimmy Van Heusen, Sammy Kahn song. Call Me Responsible. Harry Warren, by the way, born Salvatore Antonio Garagna. And he not only wrote Jeepers Creepers, he wrote I Only Have Eyes for You. You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. That's Amore. At Last, the song that Beyonce sang at Obama's first inauguration. And Chattanooga Choo Choo, the first gold record in musical history. There you go. I'm not going to go into my standard rants about how the Italian Americans saved popular music, how they were a major part of the transition in popular music from sort of Tin Pan Alley to much of rock and roll. No, I'm not going to go into that. I'm just going to prove it with some of the music coming up shortly. In the meantime, I want to hear another version of Call Me Irresponsible. Attentive listeners will, of course, know who this is.
Call me irresponsible, call me unreliable, throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? adored you to call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true that I'm irresponsibly mad for you. Go on and call me unpredictable. Tell me that I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. You go ahead and call me irresponsible. I admit I am unreliable, but it is undeniably true that I'm irresponsibly mad for you. New York on Sunday, big city taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday, life's a ball, let it fall in your lap. If you got trouble, just take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the fun of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores, there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting, then the dream that has seen you through the week comes true on Sunday in New York. New York on Sunday, big city taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday, life's a ball, let it fall in your lap. And if you've got trouble, go take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the fun of a Sunday in New York. Spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores, there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting, then the dream that has seen you through the week comes true on Sunday. Comes true on Sunday in New York.
That's right. That was not Kevin Spacey with his horrendous imitation of Bobby Darin. That was Bobby Darin. And if you're familiar with things here at Mambo Italiano, you know that Bobby Darin's real name was Robert Cosuto from Philadelphia. Every time I play Bobby Darin, and we heard his version of Call Me Irresponsible after hearing Frank's version, we heard his fantastically appropriate song, Sunday in New York, because this is, after all, a Sunday in New York. What next? Well, whenever I play Bobby, I feel almost a moral obligation to play the woman who loved him so dearly and deeply, but never, ever got to consummate their relationship. Those who know the legends of popular music know that Connie Francis's father came after Bobby Darin once, brandishing a gun to protect his sweet and innocent daughter from the slick Bobby, who made it clear he had a thing for this singer.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame.
Stupid Cupid.
Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't be straight. I meet him every morning by the half past eight.
Stupid Cupid.
I'm acting like a lovesick fool. You've even got me carrying his books to school.
Stupid Cupid.
Cupid, stop picking on me. You mixed me up, but good right from the very start. Hey, go play Robin Hood with somebody else's heart. You got me jumping like a crazy clown.
Stupid Cupid.
And I don't feature what you put down.
Stupid Cupid.
Since I kissed his love and lips and wine,
stupid
the thing
Cupid.
That bothers me is that I like to find. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. You got me jumping like a crazy clown. And I don't feature what you're putting down. Since I kissed his love and lips and wine, the thing that bothers me is that I like it fine. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
Stupid Cupid. Stupid Cupid.
And when she wasn't singing insipid crap like that, Connie would sing melodramas like this.
To the highest steeple.
Ah, yes, poor Connie. The apple of her father's eye. Or should I say, the apple of his purse? Well, she made money at the age of 17. And he wanted to control that career, make sure his daughter continued with her innocent sounds and her sense of longing in her voice. As we all know, Connie had a tragic life afterwards. She's still alive, but horrible things happened to her, and it's a life worthy of a diva. By the way, both those songs were written by Howard Greenfield and Neil Sedaka. Yes, that Neil Sedaka, who would be responsible for such amazingly ridiculous songs as Calendar Girl, Happy Birthday, Sweet 16, and Who Can Forget Breaking Up His Heart to Do. That is not what I had in mind when I talk about the transition to real rock and roll. If anything, that was the transition to the kind of lame pop everyone's familiar with. Before I get into that, I have a little segment here of singers who I like to think of as the smoothies. Not singers who are not as prominent as Frank or even Tony Bennett or Dean Martin, but all had fantastic voices. Fantastic voices that were only perhaps misguided in their selections of songs and other career choices. But I'll let you decide that. And I have tried to select some of their better music. This one you'll recognize. You'll recognize the song, or at least the melody of this song, because it comes from, let's call it one of our primal texts of our tribe, the movie The Godfather.
Speak softly, love, and hold me warm against your heart. I feel your words, the tender, trembling moment start. We're in a world, our very own, sharing a love that only have ever known. Wine-colored days warm by the sun, deep velvet nights when we are one. Speak softly, love, so no one hears us but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love, so softly love.
Thank you. speak softly, love, so no one hears us but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love so softly.
Was Al Martino, who, of course, appeared in The Godfather as a singer they always claimed was based on Frank Sinatra. But in fact, it was Al Martino who, in his career, had problems with mobsters. Anyway, you've been listening to Mambo Italiano with your host, me, Tom DiPietro, the resident